We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, gentle viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. A satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. Please join us. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available in the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besekam Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Unkongsamba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vesión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company, and Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company, and Candelaria Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arbarizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhad Tengar Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in TK Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, yoga is to be offered in all government schools in Bihar, India. In medical news, specialized guidelines focus on training for emergency situations in Africa. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 10th, is the National Day of Belize, commemorating St. George's Cay Day. Adjacent to the Caribbean Sea east of Guatemala and Mexico, Belize was once part of the ancient Mayan civilization. It is home to abundant wildlife, including 50 different species of forest trees, as well as the herbivorous Barrett's tapir, the national animal. Belize also has among the largest barrier reefs in the world. The Belize Barrier Reef Reserve System is a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. We wish the gentle residents of Belize a festive national day. And this week, as we continue the celebrations of Supreme Master Television's 5th anniversary on Wednesday, September 7th, we're honored to present wishes from dignitaries, celebrities and friends throughout this edition of Noteworthy News. Thank you, global viewers, for your love and enthusiasm.
On behalf of the City of Gardena, I am pleased to congratulate Supreme Master Television, Constructive Programming for a Peaceful World, and extend sincere best wishes to all those participating in the 5th anniversary celebration. Respectfully, Paul K. Tanaka, Mayor.
Presented to Supreme Master TV 5th Anniversary. Congratulations and thank you for 5 years of informative and uplifting television. Jess A. Telemontis, Mayor, City of Burbank.
Lion News. Relentless rains take a toll in Pakistan. According to various media, extreme downpours have claimed the lives of more than 23 people in the past few days alone in southern Pakistan's Sindh province. As rivers have continued to rise, evacuations have been ongoing, with 2,000 people rescued Wednesday, September 7th, in a joint Army-Navy operation from towns within Mirpurkhas district, an area that on Thursday had received 168 millimeters of rainfall within the previous 24 hours. Since the start of the monsoon season, over 130 people have died, and hundreds of thousands of houses have been damaged or destroyed, with some villages accessible only by boat.
An estimated 4.9 million people have been affected, many of whom are struggling to find adequate food and water, with some 800,000 still in temporary shelters following last year's devastating floods. More than 1 million acres of crops have been affected, and wet conditions have also spurred the spread of potentially fatal diseases such as malaria and dengue fever. On Wednesday, President Asif Ali Zardari and Sindh Chief Minister Kaim Ali Shah visited some of the most recently flooded regions, after which President Zardari ordered the victims to be provided relief and rehabilitation. Due to the scope of the damage, the government is also seeking additional assistance through international aid.
Upon first hearing of the disaster caused by the rains in the country, Supreme Master Ching Hai, on August 20th, sent all her love and prayers as she offered $15,000 in emergency aid, requesting that our nearby association members please go if possible to comfort the most vulnerable, or send the funds to a responsible humanitarian agency. This amount could obtain $198,000 in necessities if purchased in the United States based on Pakistan's cost of living.
We are thankful for the caring initiatives of President Zardari, other officials, the military, and all relief personnel, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her kind-hearted support and sadness for the lives lost. We pray that such distressing conditions are eased through our greater kindness toward all beings on earth.
Mass evacuations in eastern USA as Tropical Storm Lee hits. Faced with major flooding, soon after rains from Hurricane Irene wreaked havoc less than 2 weeks previously, some 130,000 residents in the states of Pennsylvania, New York, and Maryland were evacuated on Thursday, September 8th. At least 4 people perished in Pennsylvania and 1 in Maryland as residents in northeastern Pennsylvania and the hard-hit Binghamton in New York witnessed the worst flooding of the Susquehanna River in nearly 40 years. Transportation was disrupted in the eastern USA, from Virginia northward to Massachusetts, With rail services halted and hundreds of roads, many that had just reopened, closed once again due to floods and mudslides. With several rivers, including the Susquehanna, that have not yet crested, officials warned of further flooding that could occur, and the National Guard was placed on standby.
Upon hearing this update, Supreme Master Qinghai asked that our association members please go if possible to assist the flood-stricken as she offered $20,000 for the most needy cases. With all her sorrowful prayers and love, our sincere appreciation officials and all personnel working to ease the situation, as well as for Supreme Master Qinghai's compassionate aid.
May such extreme weather conditions subside as we foster more eco-conscious and caring lifestyles.
Volcanic activity increases in Indonesia. On the northern tip of Indonesia's Sulawesi Island, Mount Lokan erupted four times on Tuesday, September 6, after increased volcanic activity had been noted the previous week. The eruptions produced thick white and gray smoke, and although the seismic activity began to decline, the nation's Volcanic and Geological Disaster Mitigation Center maintained a level 3 alert status as a precaution. Meanwhile, in Halmahera Regency of North Maluku Province, the Dukana volcano spewed ash up to 800 meters into the sky, prompting a level 2 alert status as officials asked residents to evacuate a 2-kilometer radius around the foot of the volcano.
Our appreciation, Indonesian officials, for your careful monitoring of the situation. May all lives be protected from such potential dangers through humanity's gentler ways as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poison.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring right now.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet.
There's a real link between diet and environment.
Whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
Some have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
We're going to have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world? I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
To help the environment, it's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
Perhaps even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
You know, animal farming is also the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely destructive.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
About only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
mòn suối cạn, chút linh hồn rồi cũng sẽ về đâu. Anh ơi bừng tỉnh dậy, bước hiên ngang trên biển cả sông dài. Hãy nhìn thẳng vào mặt trời hứng lửa, nguyện hy sinh mà cứu tử muôn loài. Bừng tỉnh dậy em ơi bừng tỉnh dậy, hãy vươn vai trên những nẻo hoang tàn. Hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới, để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc. Này tim hỡi thôi hãy ngừng tổn thương, cho hồn ta an nghỉ những đêm dài. Lệ như khô và lòng không tiếng nói, khóc nhân loại thương muôn vật lớt lao. Quằn thắt giữa hàng đông, hãy bình lặng chờ tương lai hoàn mỹ. Và một ngày thế giới biến đảo nguyên. Anh ơi bừng tỉnh dậy, bước hiên ngang trên biển cả sông dài. Hãy nhìn thẳng vào mặt trời hực lửa, nguyện hy sinh mà cứu tử muôn loài. Bừng tỉnh dậy em ơi bừng tỉnh dậy, hãy vươn vai trên những nẻo hoang tàn. Hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới, để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc.
Veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 501. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
U.S. study shows children from smoking households miss more school. A new study published on September 2, 2011 in the journal Pediatrics reports that children exposed to tobacco smoke in their homes are absent from school more often than their counterparts living in smoke-free environments. The study, led by Dr. Douglas Levy of the Mongan Institute for Health Policy in Massachusetts, USA, also found that smoking exposure had a direct impact on illnesses causing the absences. Children living with two parents who smoked were afflicted at least 34% of their absent time, with such conditions as ear infections and chest colds. Our thanks, Dr. Levy and team, for this eye-opening study confirming the harms of secondhand smoke, especially for the vulnerable such as children. May we eliminate such life-threatening consequences to ourselves and innocent youths by choosing to live smoke-free.
some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Tobacco use kills one person every 6 seconds. Smoking-related costs, $193 billion US dollars annually in the United States alone. Depression. Light and mild cigarettes just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Harms lung cell DNA that regulates breathing. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease. Coronary thrombosis. Cerebral thrombosis. Kidney failure. Cancer. Mouth, liver, breast and colorectal cancer. Lung cancer. Esophagus cancer. Kidney cancer. Bladder cancer. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence.
Additional harms for exposure to secondhand smoke, 600,000 deaths worldwide each year.
Childhood arteriosclerosis, leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood. Sudden infant death syndrome, more than 80% of the babies who die are exposed to secondhand smoke. Infertility, miscarriages and premature deliveries. Childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection. Cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women,
lung damage in children leading to adult emphysema, lung cancer in non-smoking restaurant servers, hearing loss across all frequencies, childhood behavioral problems when exposed while in the womb,
plus more. For help quitting, please visit.
For more urgent information, please visit suprememastertv.com/killers.
Save our planet. UN leaders call for urgent action on climate change. Addressing scientists at the International Center for Integrated Mountain Development in Nepal on Tuesday, September 6, UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change Chair Dr. Rajendra K. Pachauri warned that sea level rise is the most dire, irreversible, and abrupt change humans can expect to witness if actions are not taken to contain and mitigate climate change.
His talk came after a visit to the Indian coastal region of Rameshwaram, where he noted signs that people were already being forced to migrate due to rising seas. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon spoke similarly, having just visited several of the low-lying island nations most at risk. These included Kiribati, where he said that some villagers have already had to relocate as their land is either contaminated with salt water or has disappeared beneath the encroaching waves. Secretary General Ban stated, "Climate change is not about tomorrow. It is lapping at our feet, quite literally in Kiribati and elsewhere. Climate change is a distinct threat to humanity. It is even a threat to international peace and stability."
We are running out of time. By 2050, the population will reach 9 billion. That is a 50% increase compared with 2000. By that time, we will have to reduce. We must reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 50%. This is what I call 50-50-50 challenge.
We appreciate your deep concern, Your Excellencies, and your efforts to raise awareness about an increasingly perilous situation. May everyone realize the need to take rapid actions to preserve our beautiful earthly home.
Speaking at a December 2010 video conference in the United Arab Emirates, Supreme Master Ching Hai addressed the devastating implications of climate change as well as how to reverse its effects.
It's not a very pleasant thing to inform your friends that their house is in danger, that their life is in danger. It could break your heart. Now, scientists have already reported on sea level rise in Egypt. Desertification and climate refugees in Syria, dust storms in Iraq, floods in Yemen, etc., etc. Livestock farming is the major cause. It's more than all the transportation combined, more than all the ships, the airplanes, the cars, the railway, whatever transportation, you name it. Is nothing compared to livestock raising in pollution rate. You can log on to all kind of scientific facts or the UN's livestock long shadow website to see all this. So the people could accomplish the most effective green change by removing all animal products. You have the power to do it. You have to. You must. We all must. All country must do this. Otherwise, we will suffer too much, too much. Very soon.
Save Our Planet, returning from a campaign to halt the slaughter of pilot whales on September 1, 2011. Marine conservation group Sea Shepherd stopped off in the Scottish Orkney Islands to post a sanctuary sign on the Little Green Island home, a small isle Sea Shepherd purchased in 1985 to protect and create a safe haven for seals in the region.
Save Our Planet. During an inspection of the nation's Ministry of Land and Resources on September 2, 2011, China's Premier Wen Jiabao called for more sustainable initiatives to preserve natural resources as well as protect arable lands for the benefit of future generations.
Warning news. Officials in Canterbury, New Zealand issued warnings on September 5, 2011, advising the public not to collect or consume shellfish from water bodies around the Avon Heathcote estuary, where extremely high levels of harmful norovirus have been detected.
Polly the Porcupine, and I'm following a healthy plant-based diet. Here with a tip for canine companions. During the summer months, our loyal friend's soft bed can make them too warm. You may like to try a cool water bed, which does not require any electricity and can be used indoors or outdoors. Check online to see the many varieties. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now the worldwide weather.
In education news, yoga is to be offered in all government schools in Bihar, India. To encourage balanced development in students, 1,100 trained yoga instructors will be providing classes in state educational institutions. It is envisioned that this will help pupils reduce stress and support a healthy lifestyle. Kudos Bihar government for this caring initiative. May it bring many benefits of body, mind, and spirit to the bright young students of your state. Coming up on Noteworthy News, specialized medical guidelines focus on saving lives in Africa. We'll take a moment to remember God's love. Be back soon. Please stay tuned for more brightening news on Supreme Master Television.
Hey, I'm Matt Warburton. I'm one of the writers of The Simpsons, and I want to wish Supreme Master Television a very happy 5th anniversary.
Hey everybody, it's me, Casey Stroh, from all the High School Musical movies, and I wanted to wish Supreme Master Television a happy 5th birthday.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, satisfying news for a contented world. In medical news, specialized first aid guidelines focus on Africa. In conjunction with the African Red Cross Societies, a group of African-based medical experts have developed a set of recommendations for training first responders to emergency situations. The materials highlight assistance requiring little or no equipment. The authors envision that such timely interventions will help increase recovery rates. Our sincere appreciation, medical team and African Red Cross. May your laudable efforts help safeguard and enhance the lives of many precious children of God.
Now let's listen to a joke told in Punjabi entitled Closer.
ਅਧਿਆਪਕ ਨੇ ਪੁੱਛਿਆ ਕਿਹੜਾ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਨੇੜੇ ਹੈ ਚੰਦਰਮਾ ਜਾਂ ਯੂਨਾਈਟਿਡ ਕਿੰਗਡਮ ਚੰਦਰਮਾ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਨੇੜੇ ਹੈ ਅਧਿਆਪਕ ਨੇ ਪੁੱਛਿਆ ਕਿਹੜੀ ਗੱਲੋਂ ਮੈਂ ਚੰਦਰਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਦੇਖ ਸਕਦਾ ਹਾਂ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਯੂਨਾਈਟਿਡ ਕਿੰਗਡਮ ਨੂੰ ਨਹੀਂ
And now for our viewers hotline on the suffering of the loving lamb and gentle sheep on our Stop Animal Cruelty series. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
Thank you for the show. I am Betch now. I can't be part of cruelty to animals anymore. God bless you. Viewer from Mexico.
Compassionate viewer, thank you for your sincere message. Once we realize the untold suffering the innocent animals are forced to endure, our conscience guides us to immediately adopt a cruelty-free diet. We pray each individual makes this noble transition. May the Divine's abundant grace be with you and all the warm-hearted people of Mexico.
Do you have a hotline today? We very much appreciate your hotline and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May heaven's boundless love be bestowed upon you.
Hi, I'm Kate Linder. I play Esther Valentine on The Young and the Restless, and I'd like to wish happy 5th anniversary to Supreme Master Television. World Vegan, World Peace.
This is Commissioner Patricia Horton. Congratulations, Supreme Master TV, on 5 wonderful years. And all I can say is, be veg, go green, and let's save the planet!
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Acknowledging their country's nearly 2 decades of diplomatic ties, Kyrgyz President Rosen Odenbaeva and Chinese Vice Premier Li Keqiang agreed to further increase their country's cooperation as they witnessed the signing of several new trade and technology agreements.
In a meeting between King Abdullah of Jordan and Chechen Tribal Council President Abdul Baki Jamal, His Majesty acknowledges the many contributions made by the minority ethnic community as he offers support for constructing facilities such as sports clubs and other institutions.
American mechanic Michael Perry rescues driver Christopher Sanders, who had lost consciousness after suffering a seizure, with his vehicle threatening to go out of control until Mr. Perry stopped his own truck and jumped into the weaving car, guiding it to safety. For his unhesitating and selfless action, Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring Mr. Perry with the Shining World Hero Award.
In response to Sri Lankan External Affairs Minister Gamini Piri's request for assistance in post-conflict rebuilding, South Korean Foreign Minister Kim Sung-hwan offers his country's technical expertise in delivering services like electricity to benefit lives, especially in rural areas.
Russia, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Tajikistan agree to create a joint center located in Kabul, Afghanistan to combine the efforts of the 4 countries in halting the trafficking and production of illegal drugs for the improved health and safety of the public.
To increase bilateral trade and cooperative relations, the Venezuelan and Turkish governments signed an agreement to initiate direct flights between Caracas, Venezuela and Istanbul, Turkey, as well as work more closely together in the areas of housing, energy and cultural exchange.
New Zealand's Foreign Minister Murray McCauley announces a donation of $2.5 million to the International Committee of the Red Cross to alleviate malnutrition for Somali mothers and children, as well as provide food and safe drinking water for 1 million people.
Employees of the Fukushima power plant in Japan are bestowed with Spain's prestigious Prince of Asturias Award for risking their own lives after the massive March 11th earthquake and tsunami as they work to stabilize nuclear reactors and prevent a wider disaster.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.